Breitbart Business Digest, Happy Tax Day. Democrats want you to pay your fair share. I agree. By Alexander Marlowe on April 15, 2026. What is your fair share? You've heard it from the whole spectrum of Democrats. From the rich hypocrites like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren into hapless spenders like Joe Biden who are just horrible with money. They all declare that the wealthy need to pay their fair share in taxes. And, actually, they might be correct about this. But their definition of fair is starkly different from ours at the Breitbart Business Digest. Based on tax year 2023 data, the most recent available, the top 1% of earners, those with adjusted gross income, AGI, above roughly $675,000, make 20.6% of the wealth and pay 38.4% of all federal individual income taxes. This puts their average federal income tax rate at about 26.3%. The top 10% of taxpayers, minimum AGI of about $187,000, accounted for 47.6% of total income and pay over 70% of federal income taxes paid. Their average federal tax rate stood at about 21%. The top 50% received 88% of total adjusted gross income and paid 97% of all federal individual income taxes. Their average tax rate was 15.57%. It's irresistible to point out that the bottom 50% of taxpayers contributed only 12.3% of federal income taxes and face an average tax rate of just 3.7%, which meant they paid a total of 3.3% of the national tax haul. So, what exactly is fair? Technically, fair would be a flat tax rate that is uniform for all income earners. This would further incentivize people to earn money because they will keep more of what they make. We're not going to go as far as to suggest that option, at least not in this particular edition of the Breitbart Business Digest. In fact, the U.S. would be wise to amend the tax code so that it isn't quite so easy for the ultra-wealthy to manipulate the system to limit their liability. But can we please knock it off with the pay your fair share nonsense? Today, Tom Steyer, who is likely to be the next governor of California despite his lack of any charisma whatsoever, said, "Billionaires like me and big corporations need to pay more in taxes, because too many Californians are struggling to get by." Do you think Steyer cut an extra check to the IRS this year beyond his legal obligations, as is his right as an American citizen? Of course you don't, and only a low IQ individual would assume he did. When will elite Democrats pay their fair share? Did you know that Donald Trump, most likely, put more money in your pocket? There have been major updates to the U.S. federal tax code for this year, many of which stem from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, ABBA, and the Working Families Tax Cut. Here are just of some of the changes this tax season. A 7-bracket structure was locked in with a 37% top rate. Without the ABBA, rates would have risen, and brackets would have narrowed. Standard deductions for individuals, married couples, and heads of households all went up significantly. No tax on tips up to $25,000. No tax on overtime. Additional $6,000 deduction for seniors. Auto loan interest deduction for qualified U.S.-made vehicles. State and local tax, SALT, deduction cap increased to $40,000 from $10,000. The estate tax deduction was raised. The child tax credit was enhanced, as well as the adoption credit and the credit for health savings accounts. Many business deductions, like the bonus depreciation for equipment, were made permanent or restored. Additionally, a 100% bonus depreciation is available for qualified investments. The list goes on and on. Unless you were wildly benefiting from some clean energy tax credit that got phased out, you probably saved money this year. But do Americans know any of this? Our honest opinion at the BBD is we're not sure. With consumer sentiment at an all-time low and with seemingly every other topic under the sun dominating the news cycle, it seems clear that either people are unaware that Trump probably put more money back in their pockets or that the lingering financial concerns weighing down many American families have simply overwhelmed the good news. Though this is widely expected to be the biggest tax refund season in American history, only time will tell if it is enough to shift the vibes in the American economy.